Mr. Obed Gutu, who the MTCT spokesperson. Mm. Go ahead and.
Vagutu, to Gamis de Pachurongwa.
Okay, thank you. My turn, you go on any as in the hand of what I'm going to batter at 8 o'clock with Zimbabwe time. Wagoma name in Jaguri Pisa, Mbuzi.
This is also a good two narrates in Yuku Zimbabwe and those that the Chiwan that Zruda Kutipinde, Zipinde Kuno is Chidakupinda Kamuri Saka Angari Makuichayo.
Okay.
Asi tisajikamano noko regai tungo vatango nanga ipa pupanya ya taona maburitsa gwaro pamusoro pe chiziviso chaitwa nemauto chekuti vakudzokera kumabaraki vakubva mumigwagwa. Tiudzeiwo pamusoro pazvo.
Isu sebato MDC nitokamirwa na Dr. Muchangirai taona zvikodzera kuti tibudise gwara iroro tibudisa pachena kuti takagara tichingoti isu hurumende tinoda muZimbabwe tinoda hurumende netingangoti muchirungu a civilian government yakasiyana nemilitary government kana kuti military unda nokuti nyaya iripo ndeyekuti masoja tinotenda basa rangu achiita ndoda kuti vateereri vandinzwisise kuti hatisi kutoropodza masoja nokuti ini ndichitaura even from my own personal experience bandaizosangana navo vachi unzawo zvitupa nei vanhu vaitaridza kuti vaitawo zvibasa ravo vane respect uyezve vachitaridzawo kuti vanga vachiremekedza vanhu asi tiri kuti basa ravo remasoja harisiri rokuti vangachagara mustreet zvamuchose vobva vaitaiwo basa remapurisa kuti chero tikaongorora constitution yezimbabwe kubva pasection 208 ndofunga kusvika pasection 211 apo panodedemurwa nyaya dzeZimbabwe Defence Force kana the Security Forces zvinoona zvobuda pachena kuti vanonziwo basa ravo nderekuchengetedza ndikangotiwo national security yenyika kuti kana zviya tikaatakwa nevavengi vangava vavengi vanobva kunze kana kuti vavengi vanongopanduka vari muno mukati nenyika ndo basa reZimbabwe National Army iroro kutidzivirira nokuona kuti pa nyika territory ya integrity yacho yaka inoprotectwa saka basa ravanga ravakiita ndikangoti ranga rava basa remapurisa nyaya yekuti basa rokuferefeta kana kuti nyaya dzematraffic issues kuti vanofamba nedzimotikari vangava vemakombi vemabhazi kana kuti maprivate motoris dzavo ibasa ratinoziva kuti ragara richifambwa kunge richiitwa nemapurisa asi dambudziko rovo nderekuti mapurisa edu hori hwanga hwavapinda zvine zvisingaite zvakanyanya asi ndinofunga kuti panguva yavashanda nemasoja hope and trust kuti kuda vakakwanisawo kuita reorientation yokuti vazive kuti aiwa basa harisi rokungoti mapinda parodhika mobata zviya zvimaspike zviya zvimongoguma vanhu mari muchingoti basa kutowana target yokuti pazuva unoenda nemari yekukamba yemafine zvezenge hupurisa hwanga hwava money making game chacha vama vanga vatoti aiwa roadblock yaitonzi ATM mupurisa ari paroadblock ainzi ari paATM yake yokungonosvika uchipinza kadhi wobudisa mari saka toda kuti mapurisa yedu vazive kuti aiwa basa ravo nderekuchengetedza runyararo kuferepeta mhosva kana dzichinge dzaparwa kana dzichifungidzirwa dzaparwa nokuona kuti vanenge vadzipara vacho vasungwa vaendesa kumatare saka ya izvi tinoti zvakanakira pakuti zvazvisingakodzeriwo kuti masoja agonzi acharamba ari mustreet vachiita basa rechipurisa
ndizvo zvavagutu toziva kuti zvekutaura zviripo 30 minutes dzatata kuimbisa izbuda bva mango zvidurura zvesasai varigai titi dimu Gibbs ndofunga tine muteereri asi tatenda kumuteereri tombonzwa kubva kuna honorable Chuma honorable Chuma. You heard one of our callers, Mr. Ngosi, he mentioned you in his discussion. Maybe you need to respond to that.
Thank you very much. I think that's interesting. When somebody alleges about one of the panelists, you must quickly give that panelist time to also respond. I'm not going to know about them. I'm not going to tell them what to have my speakers. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was, we wanted him to be on the phone, but younger had drop a phone here, so we wanted to Patrick Mbotaura and Mumwe, teacher Zakuzo Savang was by phone, so that maybe one guy needs something to interact or to respond directly to you. So we wanted you to be both on the phone, but still we are yet to get him back. That's why we are coming to you now.
All right. Anyway, just to put records clear, I remember when this issue started happening, whereby the first lady was attacking the then vice president, who is now president. And there was a time when you guys called me, and I think it was was it Blessing or it was Gage who actually called me and asked me about that matter. And I remember clearly telling them that I am very, very uncomfortable with people name calling each other in public, because I come from a Christian background. I do not support what the first lady is actually doing, but for the betterment of us, let me accuse myself and not be part of that program. And I think if you are honest with yourself, you remember that we had that kind of conversation at your studio. And I still stand by that. It can never, it will be foolish for anyone to actually condone such an act, whereby even edgewise, the first lady was about 52 years, and the then vice president, who is president now, so he's about 25 years old. And culturally, it is a taboo for a younger person to actually insult an older person. So whatever was happening was something that was totally abhorred by any normal human being, whether it's other people or not that thing. So that is one thing that the caller should have to know, that we are way above that. And I actually get surprised when he actually comes out and attacks me for something that I was very clear about, and that I'm very clear about. I even remember being on record saying that I do not believe in faction, G40 or Lacoste, whatever. To me, it's a non-event, because that's an issue that is involving certain people, a certain group of people, or certain tribes, which I'm not involved as in the better person. So I've never been and never be part of that kind of a circus myself. I've always remained principled under the gifts of WPF as a party, which is what I join, not facts. So anyway, I hope that next time when such people do that, give us a chance to quickly talk to them, so that we will clear such things, because it becomes very, very unfair for somebody to call me what I am not. Yeah. And I'm here to explain myself, and I'm here to clarify whatever they might not have understood. And I hope when we keep on trying, please get him so that we can talk about it and clear these issues.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma. I think what we'll do is, let's get a caller. I think you've got a caller there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but still, we are trying to get back to Mr. Nkosi. Yes. Tinawa Dube, vari mu South Africa. Magadi?
Tinofara, ya magadi uba bongo.
Aywa, tiruwa penyu. Tino tenda utumakwansa kupinda mchurongo. Atipeo ufungwa zenyu.
Aywa, andafara angu. Ini naure uba goma soja, mwuma street, ndaifara chaisu. Nekuti vange vati vave nekuti shunguruza masoja mumastreetumu. Even amai vangu pavari izvozvo vanorarama nemusiya vanotengesa kumusiya vanodii. So far ndandakutochema kuti ndodii kuti vakwanise kurarama, sezvo kuno kuSouth Africa kwatiri kunoku hakusi kushandira, tikuda kudzokera kumusha kwacho, kunototyisa kudzokera kumusha kwacho. Nyaya yangu chaichai ine ndeyekutenda. Ndatida kuti nditende vamunangagwa kupinda vakaita pachigaro. Nangagwa anofanira kunzwisisa zvichemo yevana vemuZimbabwe. Kurarama kwedu kubva 1980, even now ndofunga 39 years, kunonzi kushanda kuZimbabwe handikuziva. Saka ndachikumbira kuti vamunangagwa, Mwari vanofanira kuziva kuti ndiye avaisa ipapo. Ende vanhu vemuZimbabwe vanofanira kuita patience. Vazive kuti mumwe nemumwe ane nguva yake. Vamunangagwa vapuwa chigaro sekuti vatitungamirire muZimbabwe sevana vemuZimbabwe. Saka tinovakumbirisa kuti vanzwewo zvichemo zvedu isu sevana vemuZimbabwe, tikwanise kudzokera kumamisha tonosevenza. Chokwadi tatambudzira munyika matiri munomu, hamusi munyika yedu, tiri kubata kunge nhapwa. Saka tinokumbirisa vamunangagwa vatinzwewo, especially pamaborders. iko zvino tine zvino tiri kushanda muSouth Africa nandirikumbotona ndauya muSouth Africa 2 months back ndakasiya zvinhu zvangu ikoko hakusi kushandira neikoko kunzi kana uchipinda mubhodha kana sipunu chaiyo chaiyo yaunoshandisa unofanira kuibhikira kubhodha kana sopa chaiyo chaiyo second hand chaiyo chinhu chisina kana basa rese unofanira kuti uchibhikire pabhodha tinorarama nekutengesa tiri kumuZimbabwe zvinhu zvacho zvinongonzi ma100% ma30% hapasi kupfuurika mubhodha nezvinhu ingadai vatigadzirira ipapo sezvo vachiri kumbogadzira nyika kuti vakwanise kuti tiwane mari vatiregedza takwanisa kuti titengewo zvinhu titumirana mai kumusha vakwanise kutengesa tikwanise kurarama pabongo
aiwa panozvika vadhuve thank you so much
ndinotenda
Okay, Gibbs Dube, your brother, Mr. That's Dube, brother, yeah, yeah. Mm. He's saying that, the move by the soldiers, sometimes it was good, but most of the time it was not good because of the way they were handling the vending issue, the vendors. He says the people survive on vending, and I think the soldiers were hard on vendors.
Yes, let's get back to Blessing Zulu in Harare. So Blessing, is Zimbabwe becoming a military state as far as you're saying?
Your call has been placed on.
Blessing Zulu, are you there? So I'm told that we are on hold there. Mm-hmm. So maybe let's get to Mr. Obed Kutu. So Mr. Obed Kutu, as far as you're saying what is happening in Zimbabwe, you know, it appears as if there are some soldiers that are being promoted, and at the same time, indications are that some of the soldiers were involved in that kind of coup, in quotations, actually inching into the presidium. So what does this mean, you know, to the opposition? Just briefly, Mr. Kutu.
Yeah, I would say this is obviously the militarization of ZANU-PF politics, but it doesn't come as a surprise to some of us, because you find that ZANU-PF has always been a militarized, political outfit.
Mm-hmm.
It's only that now it's becoming more brazen, you know, more brazen, more open. But it has always had this militarization of their politics.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back even from the days when we attained independence in 1980,
mm-hmm.
they've always had a very strong military element within even their civilian administration. But now it has really gone over the board. Because it's obvious that General Chiwenga is going to be appointed one of the vice presidents. I think I can bet my bottom bond not on that.
Mm-hmm.
Or bond coin. He's obviously going to come in as one of the vice presidents. And then you also look at the elevation of people like, Sibusiso Amoyo. Mm-hmm. He is now officially retired from the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. And upon his retirement, he's actually been promoted from Major General to Lieutenant General, now retired. And the same applies to big boy Samson Chikerema, also known as Parent Chief. He has also been elevated, and then after elevation, he's also retired. But they're also not only in the cabinet of the government, but also in the ruling party's political bureau, which simply shows that the military hand is very, very strong. And look at this gentleman, this guy. There's a fellow called, Engelbert Rugege, who has also been promoted. Immediately upon being promoted, he was then retired. He was Major General Engelbert Rugege. He is now Lieutenant General retired, Engelbert Rugege. And he is now the ZANU-PF political commissar. And we know what the political commissar job in ZANU-PF is. These are the guys who actually mobilized the ZANU-PF support base. You know, they are there to organize the party. And the one would like to believe that Lieutenant General Engelbert Rugege retired his appointment to the position of ZANU-PF political commissar is obviously also a clear sign of how the election strategy is going to be.
Thank you.
We all know Engelbert Rugege. He comes from Bigita. He comes from a whole province.
We all
know what he did in 2008.
Yeah.
There was one guy who was on record to say that
Thank you so much, Mr. Kutu. And just stay on the line there. We've got Blessing back on the line. So, Blessing Zulu, are you hearing us now?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Now, Blessing, it seems as if there's this kind of militarization of the state, as far as you are seeing it from this end. So can you tell us through, you know, do you think that some of these people that are being retired are going to be integrated into the government?
You know, I think one interesting case of the appointments or promotion today, to answer your question, is that of Ambassador Major General Ezai Absalom Chanyuka Chimonyo, who has been promoted to the rank of Lieutenant General and assumes the post of Commander, Zimbabwe National Army, ZNA. Before the latest promotion, according to this statement, before the this latest promotion and appointment, Major General Chimonyo was on secondment to the then Minister of Foreign Affairs, Zimbabwe's ambassador to the United Republic of Tanzania, with multiple accreditation to the Republics of Burundi and Rwanda. So you see, that's another problem. The guy was actually an ambassador, seconded from the army. Why is it that Zimbabwe lacks people with those skills to become ambassadors? I don't think it's a task that is really problematic for civilians to be appointed ambassadors anywhere in the world. Ambassadors, I think you must have done international relations. I don't know why specifically Tanzania would need an ex or a serving army guy. Tanzania, as we know, is a very close ally to Zimbabwe. So I don't understand, for example, why he was actually seconded to the Minister of Foreign Affairs. So this only goes to show you that the army is heavily embedded when it comes to the ZANU-PF politics. And even at the Congress, some people were complaining about Ambassador Chris Mutangwa, for example, saying that the army, the war veterans, and the chiefs were going to campaign for ZANU-PF. And the same statements were uttered by the chief council president, Fortune Charumbira. He said that, of course, those three are the kind of centers of power for ZANU-PF, the chief, the army, and also the war veterans. So I think it's a cause for serious concern, and some people are hoping that with Valerius Banda at the helm, maybe, just maybe, the army would act professionally.
Thank you, Blessing, and stay on the line. I think we've got some people that are sending messages on Facebook, and one of them is Malak Malinga, who says, I'm sure the police will turn on a new leaf after the end of the army restore order operation. Then Eddie Dube, who's not related to me, that's a disclaimer, right? He says, thank you so much, VOA, for giving us some of these kind of programs. Then Brian Ibonjisi, CMB, says, I'm watching you guys from Qatar. And then we've got a guy from Botswana, Omaru, he's saying he's enjoying the program. So thank you so much, good people. And then maybe we can go to Mr. Kutu. Before that, we've got a video of Lieutenant General Valerius Banda. Let's hear a little bit of what he said today.
And perform their duties according to their constitutional mandate and client service charter. As I conclude this statement, which I make on behalf of all the defense and security services of our country, I want to once again thank all our citizens and salute them for their resilience, which has gotten us to where we are today as a nation, despite the many challenges that we have faced. It is our belief that with clearer and better coordinated plans for the resuscitation of our economy, coupled with the existence of peace and political stability, our combined efforts to turn around our economy will pay dividends in the very near future. Further, as we prepare for the elections in 2018, it is our wish that the campaigning and the voting itself on the day takes place in an environment of peace and tranquility.
And that is again, Lieutenant General Valerius Banda de Chonga. So he's talking about even the economy and all those kind of things and elections. I think the core of what Zimbabwe is going to do next year are elections. And maybe you can go to Mr. Kutu so that he can briefly tell us a bit about, is Zimbabwe going to hold free and fair elections or another question that you wish?
Mr. Gutu, I think you heard what the army commander just said. And he mentioned the resuscitation of the economy, and Gibbs is raising the issue of free and fair elections. What's your take as the opposition on these two key issues?
Yeah, of course, the two issues are key, I agree. Especially the issue of free and fair elections. Look, we've always argued, and I believe rightly so, that the exit point from Zimbabwe's long-standing political, you know, turbulence, if I may use that term, is the need to have free and fair elections that will give rise to a credible and legitimate result. It's actually very critical. But when you go back, ever since 2000, when the MDC started contesting in the elections, you notice that the main reason for even our economic, you know, stagnation, economic crisis, whatever you might want to call it, has actually been triggered by the political instability. Because these two go hand in hand. It's very rare to have a country that is politically unstable having an economy that is booming. If normally there is an inverse proportion. You have a political instability, and you also have economic retrogression, like what is in the case in Zimbabwe. So it's actually critical that whatever we might say, whatever we might do, at the end of the day, we need to have a situation where Zimbabweans are given a right, or rather an opportunity, to choose a government of their choice through a free and a fair election. I don't know how I can overemphasize that. It's critical, it's paramount, it's fundamental. Because once you have that kind of government that is legitimate, coming out of a legitimate electoral process, you then have most things falling into place. Because this will be a government that will be accountable to the people who have elected it. It will be obviously a government that knows very well that if there is another election, that is free and fair. And if we fail to deliver on the economic front, we will be booted out of office. Mm. So 9 times out of 10, they will work their socks off to try to reboot the economy. So it's also important that the economy has to be rebooted. Now the problem that some of us have in the MDC with the present militarized government is, do they have the relevant skills matrix to reboot the economy? Fine, I understand most of these army guys, I mean, they've failed at their education. Most of them are PhD holders, recently graduated with a PhD from university. The University of KwaZulu-Natal, same applies to General Chiwenga. We know that. And we are also aware that Lieutenant General Sibusiso, you know, Moyo is a holder of a doctor of philosophy degree in international relations from the University of Zimbabwe. I'm very aware of that. But now the issue is, do they have the relevant skills matrix, skills mix, to sort out the mess with our economy? Because the economy of Zimbabwe is in a terrible mess, gentlemen. I'm sure Blessing have been here for some time. I met you, Pakagazwa, my judge, the other day. I'm sure you saw the issues concerning, you know, our road network, the infrastructure. If you go out there in the townships, the suburbs, wherever, you know, garbage is not collected because this really there are no trucks to collect that. There is no money to buy these. People can't pay rent because they have no money.
Thank you.
To pay rent.
Mr.
Yes, go on and on. You. So it's going to be a tall order. It can be done, yes. But it's not going to be a tall in the park.
Thank you very much. And now, blessing that the army is leaving the streets, what next?
I don't know. Some people are saying that they might be leaving the streets, but they are still very much embedded in the politics of ZANU-PF. But of course, it's unclear what happens next because, you know, there's also this general mistrust of the police, which is another problem on its own. So I think it's a wait and see affair. Tomorrow we wait to see if they are going to move back to the barracks because, you know, they are the ones that are clearly visible. The police had virtually disappeared. You would see only a few police officers on the roads at roadblocks. The army was the one that was asking people for IDs. And we wait to see what happens tomorrow. But today it was more of the same, with the army taking a key role in policing duties.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line.
Ndofunga wagutu munogona kungotineru rimirwa amai dimu. Nyaya hombe iri kuchemwa nevana veZimbabwe wakawanda ndeyekuti musarudzo dzegore rinouya vangatarisira here kuona mauto achitambira kuti zvabuda musarudzo tozvitambira, nokuti vamwe vakufunga kuti kunenge kwatoiswa midzi nemauto kupinda kwavaita muhurumende.
Waita ko jonga ipapo hanisina kuti nditi vanhu vavore moyo kana kuti tirwane kuti vaite lose hope, nokuti isu tagara tiri bato rinoda kuti nyaya yokuti munhu unowana hurumende hurumende ngaipinde mupower through ma free and fair elections. Hatidi hurumende inopinda zvebackdoor, hatidi hurumende inopinda zvekabisira, kana kuti inopinda zveganyapu kana zvemutsindo. Saka toda kuti vana vezimbabwe vazive kuti kukwira gomo usendemara hazvina kushata, zvokuti tirambe tiine tariro, tiine hope yokuti zvichanaka. Apa pando saka tiri kukurudzira vana vezimbabwe kuti ngatiregistei kuvhota muhwandu hwedu, nokuti isusu tiri kuti toda kuti tichinje hurumende zviri murunyararo, tichinje hurumende muballot box zvisina mheremhere, zvisina hondo. Nokuti hatidi hondo, tinoziva hondo inouraya, hondo inoputsa upenyu hwavanhu, inoputsa infrastructure, inoputsa economy, inoparadza upenyu in general. Saka tiri kuti masoja hongu tinohwaze tichida kurwadziwa pamwoyo yedu nemashoko akabudiswa navamutangwa mukoma Chris Mutangwa, apo vakataura kuti toda kuti vanhu vazive kuti masoja nemadzishe ndo vachabatsira ZANU PF kuti ihwine. Asi ndazofara hangu kubva mumwe wangu wepo mangwana achitaura achiti no, vamutangwa vanenge vakatitireshei kutaura ipapo, vakatitadzei kutaura, nokuti zvaakubuda pachena kuti vamutangwa kuda vakuda kuyatova tikangoti intimidation iyoyo in a way yokuti masoja, nokuti vanhu vachiri kurangarira zvakaitwa nemasoja mugore ra2008 makomrades zvajuni 2008 hazvari zvabuda mupfungwa dzavanhu. Hongu angangova makore akuda kusvika gumi, asi zvakaitika zvinotyisa. Vanhu vaiona vanhu vachikondwa saka nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka tei tisinga toti masoja vaite zvavakaita muna
2008
nomutemo wenyika
maita basa vakuti
vachigara mabharaka hapana chakashata.
Thank you,
and apparently we actually lost Ms. Honorable Chuma along the way. I think the phones are giving us a lot of problems. So Blessing, your last word.
My last word is that I think we are all praying that the election next year will be peaceful and all the reforms are put in place so that Zimbabwe does not remain to be a pariah state. I think that is the message from most Zimbabweans that I'm interacting with.
But in terms of the police, are they going to be policed by somebody else or they're going to do their own thing?
I think it's most likely that the military police will continue to monitor the activities of the police going forward. And with the retirement of Chihuri, many are hoping that maybe there will be a changes in the way the police handle their business.
In a yes or no kind of question session right now, Mr. Kutu, do you think that the police will become better than what they were before the soldiers moved in? Yes, no?
I say no. It's a total lot of it, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
The police,
thank you.
Really, they need a lot of reorientation and research.
Thank
the
you so much. It was yes or no. If you give a politician 2 seconds, he will make it 3 hours. So thank you. Thank you very much. So, sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, our reporter Blessing Zulu in the capital Harare, Honorable Joseph Chuma, a central committee member of the ZANU-PF party, and Mr. Obed Kuptu, a spokesperson of the MTCT. Signing off in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, Totarisira Shakari Kusanganam Shirongba Shunotevera, Mrara Shakanaka.